Here with Coach Ryan Osborne, head coach for the Carmel Greyhounds. Coach, first off, congratulations making it to the state title game. This was a team that had a record of 8-5 earlier this season. How are you guys able to turn that around one, but turn it around so quickly?
I think, first of all, not worrying about that we were 8-5. We were playing a tough schedule and lost some close games early in the year, battled through some injuries, and if our focus at that point was what is our record or what is our result been, then I think that's an opportunity for the kids to start going in the other direction. Where our kids, they stuck with the process, and let's just get better this week. And we know we've had some injuries, and we're going to get there, but it's going to take some work. And they were bought into that. They knew whatever level we were playing at, that we still had some room to grow. And so they came every day for however many weeks we've been playing, and the focus has been, let's just get a little bit better today. And I think now that we have been healthy for 6-8 weeks, whatever that is, you can start to see the consistency in the play, where when we had injuries and we had a guy out, and then he would get healthy and then somebody else is out, it kind of disrupted our chemistry, our consistency early in the year. So the chance to play together for a length of time has I think given them consistency, which has built their confidence, and then they continue to buy into what we do, which is being able to execute game plans, and they've done a tremendous job with it.
Tell me about you as a person. You know, as first season as head coach, you're making it to the state finals already. You know, does it set the bar a little high for future? And second question, like, what does it mean to take this team this far?
First of all, it's awesome to be here. I mean, Indiana high school basketball, something that I grew up living in and wanting to be a part of, to be at this stage at this time, early in my career, I mean, I can't say enough about it. All the way back to the opportunity with our administration to have this job and to lead these kids. And I don't know that I can soak it all in right now, and hopefully I'll have a chance one day to kind of sit back and think about it. So I'm trying to enjoy it, but the opportunity to be here right now with this group is super exciting for me as a person.
So let's look at your team as a whole. Statistics-wise, the last time a team scored over 60 on you guys was actually Warren Central, the team you're going to face in that 4A state title game. What has been the key to making your defense so strong at the right time this season?
Game plan. The kids are sticking to just what we work on and what we do. We've kind of tried to, I don't know if you want to call it, build a brand for what we do, but play with some toughness, defend, take pride on the defensive end. We've determined that those are the things that you can control. I mean, you can't always control if your shots are going to fall. You practice enough to hope that they do, but the effort that you give defensively and the buy-in that you give defensively, you can kind of control what kind of shots the other team gets. And so them buying into that side of the ball has helped us.
Talk to me about Eddie Gill. He's been a player that's really stepped up come playoff time. He's got a starting spot now. He kind of made a rotation there with him and Wack. Talk to me about his impact, not just defensively, but the effort he gives offensively.
Effort, energy, obviously has athleticism. And now, this late in the year, he has experience where early in the year, I think he was, injured, and then when he got healthy, still trying to figure out what his strengths were and how he was going to use them for us in our lineup. And he's continued to get better each week and bought into our style and our plan. And because of that, he's excelled. And I think now you're at a point where you've been successful, and he's given you the winning plays and defending the other team's best player, and so now you have the athleticism, you have the ability to play at a high level, and you can combine that with the experience that he's had over the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Let's talk about this team kind of moving forward in that semi-state matchup. You guys were picked to beat South Bend Riley, but you weren't picked to beat them by 20. This was a team that was undefeated. You know, they had star players, they had spread scoring, they had athletes. How were you guys able to come in and just take the momentum out of their game from this first minute of the ball game?
I think it goes back to the defensive end and just buying in defensively and making the other team make tough shots. And our kids bought into that. And then After you make a team take tough shots, you have to have the toughness or the ability to rebound, because at every position, I think they had us, except for John Michael, about 4 or 5 inches on all of our guards. And so we had to have some toughness. So we had to finish defensive possessions by boxing out and rebounding. And I thought that showed early, which carried over throughout the game.
So you're moving on to the state championship game. You guys haven't been here since 2013, I believe. And in your first season as a head coach, you're going up against a team that's in your same conference that you had one of your best games against this season and just came up 1 point short. How do you look to get the win this time around, and what is the game plan, and how is it going to change for this Warren team this time out?
You know, I haven't seen them play a whole lot yet. I haven't watched a whole lot of film and to see if they're doing anything different. They haven't lost a game, so I'm not sure what they would change. We have to take care of the ball. I mean, bottom line is we have to just do a better job of taking care of the ball. They jumped out to a lead early in the first half when we played them the first time because we turned the ball over, gave them too many transition baskets. We got to be able to defend them in the half court, and to do that, we can't have live ball turnovers.
So this Mick matchup, last question, and I'll let you go. What does this inter-Mick conference rivalry, but also that we have two Mick teams in the 4A state championship. What does that mean for you as a coach at one of the most prominent Mick schools, but just representing the Mick as a whole?
Well, it tells you what kind of competition we play against night in and night out. We play a tough schedule throughout the year, starting with the conference. And in my opinion, this year probably, the conference had more parity from top to bottom. There wasn't a team that you could walk in and say, hey, we've got a really good chance that this we're going to work on us today. It was more, you had to game plan, you had to prepare, you had to be ready, because any given night there wasn't a Mick team that wasn't going to come to compete. And so you add that component to our out of conference schedule, and now you have a schedule throughout that makes it difficult, which is very similar to what Warren has. So playing a top schedule, I think, prepares you for this time of year, and I think that tells you why we have two teams in the same conference playing each other for the state championship.
Head coach Ryan Osborne getting ready for the 4A state championship game against Warren this Saturday. Coach, thanks so much for joining me. Best of luck.
Thank you.